This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
One of the benefits of being here in Topeka is I've got a whole bunch of legislators who keep popping in order to say hello. And with us right now is Representative Pat Proctor, representative from Leavenworth, right, Fort Leavenworth. Pat, nice to see you again. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and thanks for having me back again, John.
You're chairman of elections, right, House Elections Committee. I served on elections when I was a freshman. One of the things, and, you know, people think, oh, it's a boring committee, but it really isn't. You guys deal with a lot of important stuff. One of the reasons we no longer have the spring elections, we moved them to the fall. We did that when I was a freshman. You got any cool elections bills that you're working on this year?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really become a hot topic ever since the 2020 election.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've been hearing over and over again as the chair of the Elections Committee is people are concerned about non-citizens voting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, our southern border's been a runway for anybody who wants to come across the border for 4 years. And we've got a lot of folks in our country. We have no idea who's here. And, you know, As I started digging into this issue, I discovered that there's actually nothing in statute or in our Constitution that prevents a non-citizen from voting in our elections. And so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to work on a constitutional amendment that folks will be able to vote on next year to make it clear that only U.S. citizens are voting in elections.
How is it? I guess I'm flummoxed by that.
I was dumbfounded. You know, I mean, when you think back, our founders probably thought it was ludicrous that anybody would.
Right. Citizen only.
That would ever allow a non-citizen to vote. And so the way they wrote our Constitution is that you couldn't prevent a U.S. citizen who's 18, who's resident in Kansas from voting. Nobody ever thought to say, and by the way, only a U.S. citizen can vote. And so we need to add that to our Constitution, because we're also going to be working on some measures to give election officers and the Secretary of State tools to find non-citizens on our voter rolls, and we don't want them immediately struck down by our liberal Kansas Supreme Court.
Right. Well, we need to, and then, of course, they could purge any that aren't, right?
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of folks probably saw what Virginia was doing, where
right.
They worked with their DMV and they found 6,000 people that were on the voter rolls that were non-citizens. We don't have any formal mechanism like that. And so anybody who tells you that non-citizens aren't voting in Kansas is lying to you, because the truth is we have no idea if they are, because we're not really looking. And so in addition to the constitutional amendment, we're also going to be working on some mechanisms to help find these folks and purge them from our voter rolls.
We're talking with Representative Pat Penn, who chairs Proctor, excuse me. Two Pats, two representatives, Representative Pat Proctor from Fort Leavenworth. Let me ask you, Pat, you chair the Elections Committee. I'm sure you saw recently the Secretary of State, Scott Schwab. I served with Schwab. He announced that he's running for governor. In his announcement, he said that he felt that elections were secure in Kansas. By and large, I would agree with it. Do you agree with him? Do you think the elections are secure in Kansas?
You know, when I'm not in the legislature, I actually teach near neck of the woods at Wichita State in the Homeland Security program. And one of the first principles of Homeland Security is you don't wait until the vulnerability has been exploited.
Good point. Yes, yes.
And, you know, we have vulnerabilities in our system. And so there's still a lot of work to do. You know, this 3-day grace period where we just keep taking ballots.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, election day should be on election day, and then you're done. If it doesn't come in by close of balloting, then you're done. They don't count.
Again, and, you know, Secretary of State Scott Schwab, he found that in just in the primary election,
2% of our mail-in ballots don't get counted because they don't have a postmark because they came in after the 3-day grace period. If we do away with the grace period, you don't have to have a postmark. And so that's one thing we got to take a look at. We got to take a look at drop boxes and, you know,
I agree.
Perpetual issue. And so there's just because it hasn't been exploited yet, you don't wait until the bomb goes off before you fix the vulnerability that allowed it to get on the plane.
Well, since we brought it up, the Secretary of State announced that he's running for governor, which then, of course, means that the position of Secretary of State will be vacant. Because he can't run for one, assuming he, you know, wins. Or I mean, at some point, he's going to have to fish or cut bait. So assuming Scotty runs for governor, that means that he won't be running for Secretary of State. I've heard your name come up as a potential candidate for Secretary of State. Care to make an announcement?
You know, I've been getting that question a lot.
I'll bet.
You know, I'm very passionate about elections, and I'm, you know, very passionate about safeguarding our liberty by securing our elections. But we got a lot of important work to do this session, and I want people voting on the merits of the bill, not on whether they want me to be Secretary of State. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm exploring it, but I'm not going to make any announcements before the end of the session.
Spoken like a true politician. If folks are interested, if they want to connect with you, if they want to follow you in case they might see something. What's the best way for them to find you and get information about you, Pat?
Yeah, so I have a really, really robust newsletter that I put out every month, and you can sign up for it by going to patproctor4ks.com. There's a little sign-up button. Just click on it, and you can get on my newsletter and follow all the things I'm working on.
Pat, I appreciate you, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.